4PXB.
Access mobile.
Last calling station is KO4PXB.
My name is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS. I'm hearing Greer.
KO4PXB. My name is Lloyd. I'm just shy of Highway 14. I'm actually on Highway 14, but I'm just shy of Pelham Road.
Oh, okay. Are you, which direction are you going? Are you going up 14 or are you on Pelham?
On Highway 14, I'm just getting ready to cross Pelham.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah, I'm up here. I guess I would be west of you. My house is on the other side, or the west side of Wade Hampton, 29. And I'm heading to the house now. Just got done with a service call. And I'm heading home.
I got off work about 4:30, so I'm definitely heading to the house myself and finally get to relax for a little bit.
Doing the same. My wife and I are heading out to North Carolina tomorrow. I was asked to sit in with a band, play a little bass guitar. Oh, all right, thank you. I'm going to play a little bass guitar at a winery tomorrow night and have a little fun.
Tomorrow I'm going to the Spartanburg County downtown airport because they got a vintage air show going out there. So I'm going out there in a recruiting for the South Carolina State Guard capacity.
Oh, excellent. You're in the State Guard then? Is that what I understand?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thank you for your service, sir. I appreciate it.
I spent 24 years in the military, in the Army, and then I just definitely wanted to stay affiliated with the military, so I joined the South Carolina State Guard.
Excellent. I appreciate that. I did not do any military time. So I'm glad there were people that were.
If you wish to join the State Guard, the age range is 17 to 70. So that way, if you look into it, just go to the page and look it up and fill it out and go from there.
I might consider that. I turned 59 this year, and I'm still pretty viable. Pretty good shape still. Still got most of my marbles anyway.
The rules you have for the State Guard, I'm just kidding. But pretty much what the State Guard does, we deploy to any disaster in South Carolina or missing personnel. And like I said, they do search and rescue for people. I mean, so there's a lot of stuff that the State Guard does.
Look at that. I'll look it up on the website. Anyway, I got about a 5-minute ride home, and I'm gonna sit down and have me a shower and a steak, and I'm done for the night.
Got to go pick up a baby from daycare, and not my child. Like I said, it's a child that we're taking care of because the mother up and left her with us, and then by 7 o'clock, I got to be at the Armory in Fountain
Inn. Oh, excellent. You know what? You're a man of my own heart there. Yeah, taking care of a youngin' like that. I can appreciate that.
And when the baby was 8 weeks old, the mother up and left, and due to the fact that me and my wife are already foster parents, they just went ahead and added on to that, of that age range that we could take care of the child. So now she's 2 and a half, and so she's been with us ever since.
I'm very glad that you're a good parent. I've never had children of my own. I've been stepdad twice. My first wife passed away back in 08. and my current wife has two boys. One of them is 32, and the other one is going to be 31 this year. So I got my hands full, and two grandchildren, 8 and 4. So got my hands full.
Times is definitely worse being a step parent because it's just the kids are already pretty much set in their ways, and they really don't like outsiders coming in. And being a foster parent, that just has so many other rules, it's not even funny.
Fortunate where Cooper and Jesse welcomed me in. It took a little bit, but, you know, they were raised well by their mother. So, you know, it was a very smooth transition. Anyway, Lloyd, I'm gonna sign with you. I'm turning on my block here. And forgive me, I didn't retain your calls there. I apologize for that. But you have a good evening. Take care and have a good weekend there at the guard. KB2HXS will be signing out on your final, sir.
It's KO4PXB.
All right, Lloyd, have a good weekend. KO4PXB, KB2HXS, 73, sir.
K4RM Mobile.